Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome to Marcel Meredith, who is Executive Director at the National Council of the SBCA. And thank you so much for your time. Marcel, this story really touched my heart. Can you perhaps just give it to us very, very simply? You know, the three players, we've got the NSPCA, we've got the South African Police Services, and we've got the SANDF. What's been happening?
So thank you so much, first of all, for having us, and good evening to all of your listeners. The role players are players that we have in any of our cases, our prosecution cases. So we put the prosecution together, and we do our full docket so that there's not a lot of work for the SAPS to do. And the case will then go to the SAPS for investigation. And after any case has been investigated, it will go on to a prosecutor in the court jurisdiction. And the case will then be heard by the court. So 4 years ago, the South African Defence Force, we had been tipped off about the problem of suffering horses. They had a large number of horses on the property at Potchefstroom, and there are two sections. There's a veterinary section where they have dogs, and then there's a horse section. And what ended up happening was we were horrified at what we saw with regards to the horses. So obviously we laid charges against them. Those charges were then, as I said, the docket was put together. The police had been meant to be investigating this case. Well, 4 years. 4 years has passed. And this case is nowhere near the prosecutor's office. It's still with the police. So our concerns here are that after the suffering of these horses, and we're not just talking about one or two horses, when we got to the property, we had to euthanize 25 horses.
Oh,
25 horses. They further signed out. They signed over a number of horses to us, and this is the whole issue was being going on with these horses, but there were a lot more horses that were involved with the first case. We then had a second case of horse cruelty against them, and when I talk of cruelty, these horses had no food to eat. They were eating their own feces.
Oh,
they had no shelter, and they had just become wild. They were not utilized by the Defence Force. They were just left to literally die.
What's happened to them now? Where are those horses now, Marcel?
The horses, all of the horses that we took in, as I say, 25 of those horses were euthanized on the South African Defence Force property. Many of the horses, I'm trying to think of the figure, 60, they were plus minus 60, and please can't be quoted by anybody, definitely.
Oh, no, it's not like you're on radio. It's not like you're on radio, Marcel.
And those horses were taken back to our... We had a very special person who housed all of those horses on our behalf. We tried to home as many. Those were the horses that were signed over to us. We tried to home as many of those horses that we could, but obviously not all of them were homed. We have one horse now that we have left for homing, and that's what happened to the horses. They certainly didn't go back to the South African Defence Force, and they don't have horses left on the property at the moment. They have a few, but those horses have been sent out to other areas where they utilise horses.
Right. So the NSPCA, your organisation, is suing who? The SAPS or the SANDF?
No, we are suing the SANDF. The
yes.
Horses belong and are the property of the South African Defence Force.
Unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable. How did we get here? How is it that nobody's looking after those horses?
Because they are a commodity. You know, like in government buildings, you have a number on a desk or a chair. You have a number on the horse.
It doesn't have silver alloy wheels. God help us.
And that's exactly what they are. In fact, this particular... Potch has a number of Defence Force soldiers who ride motorbikes. They use them for border patrol. And in all honesty, we believe that they believe the horses as well are just machines. They don't attach any intrinsic value to these creatures. Now, they have dogs on the property, which we keep. Obviously, we regularly visit all defence force areas or towns where they keep animals. And the dogs now, the dogs have always been in pretty good condition. We have found problems, but the dogs are kept in very good condition. And the problem that we really had was they had their own veterinarians on the property. Those veterinarians were there to assist them. But because of the red tape in the defence force, this division can't help the other division. And this caused suffering of animals.
Marcel, you do God's work, firstly. I truly, truly believe that, because you are there speaking for those who haven't got a voice to speak for themselves. And I think that the world rotates on people like you. This is just absolutely tragic. And as I'm speaking to you, I'm not going to be able to get the images or this heavy feeling out of my heart for a long time. If we know somebody who can help, who has property, who is able to help you home horses, how do they get in touch with you?
They can, if they could send an email to the National Council, so the email address, may I give it to you?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And then we'll also pass it over if anybody gets hold of High FM.
Thank you. It's nspca@nspca.co.za.
Marcel Meredith.
And even if we keep names, you know, our societies also, you know, we're in need of a lot of homes for animals.
Sure.
Whether it be horses, whether it be farm animals, even if we keep those names on a list, as I said, at the moment, we currently have one horse which we would love to home. And that goes right back. I mean, we've had these animals. That horse actually found a home, and we weren't happy with the home. It was brought back, and that's why it's 4 years down the line and we still have that girl. So,
shame.
If possible, we would really like to home her. So, if there are good homes, you know, we're always accused of being too, difficult when it comes to homing animals. But this
there's
is
a
not,
reason why.
They last forever.
Yep.
They have intrinsic value. They're not butter or chocolate. They have feeling.
Absolutely. Marcel Meredith, Executive Director at the National Council of SPCAs. Thank you very, very much for your time.